If you will, turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20. I want to read verses 29 through 34. 29 through 34. And as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David." And the multitude rebuked them, because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David." And Jesus stood still and called them and said, "What will ye that I should do unto you?" Verse 33. They say unto him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight. And they followed him. I find it most interesting that even the people who say they don't believe in God, when it gets right down to the truth, they want something from God. Whether they admit belief or not, there is one thing they want from God. We all do. One of the greatest attributes of God is something that Lot was one of the first persons to give God credit for. There's a Bible principle. It's a sort of a student's principle talking about first mention in the Bible of words, of subjects. And we have the acknowledgement in Genesis 19:19 from Lot. I'm going to start in verse 15 of Genesis chapter 19. That story you know well. "And when the morning arose, then the angels hasted Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life, look not behind thee. Neither say thou in all the plain, Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, Oh, not so, my Lord. Behold now, thy servant hath both found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life. I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die." This passage in the Old Testament is the first time that the mercy of God is mentioned or acknowledged by man. We're told in verse 16 that the Lord had given instructions to the angels who were rescuing Lot and his family. Abraham had requested that God have mercy on as few as 10 people, but there were not 10 people there that were righteous. Abraham loved his nephew Lot, and God promised to deliver him. Lot was not righteous, not by any means, or he would not have been living in Sodom with his family. But that's where he was. Had Lot been righteous, he would not have committed incest with his two daughters. That's what he did. There's a conclusion that we can draw from this encounter with God. Mercy has nothing to do with righteousness. Mercy has nothing to do with righteousness. Romans 9, 13 through 16 is a passage of scripture that is a little difficult to explain, but let's look at it. Romans 9, 13 through 16, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he saith unto Moses, I have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. God is the sovereign who chooses to show mercy even to the undeserving. And folks, many times, that's us. Many times. The explanation of love for Jacob and hatred for Esau was not a matter of one being better than the other. It was a matter of God's free choice of whom he would extend mercy. Have you ever had God show you mercy? Did you deserve God's mercy at that moment? No, probably not. But God showed you mercy anyway, didn't he? Each one of us here are here because of God's mercy. We didn't earn it, we didn't deserve it, but God gave it to us because he chose to give it. Think back through time to a place where God showed you special mercy. It may have had to do with life and death. But God showed you mercy. Did he save your life with his mercy? In some cases, yes. Did that happen more than once in your lifetime? Yeah, it has. I remember a time before I was saved that God delivered 5 lives that were about to enter eternity. But because of God's mercy, they were not lost. What had just happened to I and those other 4 people? The first thought that I had was, what just happened to us? I didn't know the Lord, but I know who showed us mercy. I knew it didn't come from circumstance. It wasn't a coincidence. And we've all had those times in our lives. There have been other occasions that God's mercy has been displayed. But nothing as drastic to me as that particular night in 1959. All of us are here today because of God's mercy. Because of God's mercy. He has showed you such mercy. He showed all of us such mercy throughout our lives. I don't take his mercy for granted, but I'm so grateful for it. As I see it in my life and other people's lives, I wondered at the time of his display of mercy why he would do something like that. But years later, I found the answer in a letter to the Ephesians. And the answer was in Ephesians 2, 4 through 10. Let's look at that. Ephesians 2, verses 4 through 10. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath ordained that we should walk in them. Wow. I think we'll park right here for a minute. As we look at what God wants us to know about his mercy. You and I have some great examples of how to show mercy to others. Mercy is actually supposed to be one of the main characteristics of a Christian. One of the main characteristics. A person who does not show mercy doesn't have a heart. You and I have some great examples of how we can show mercy. Little things. A Christian without mercy is a Christian without Christ. Look at verse 10 of the passage we just read. Notice that the Holy Spirit tells us that God is rich in mercy. That means that God has an endless supply of mercy to show to his children. That's you. The motive for his showing mercy is his love for you. That's why any of us would show mercy. His grace is the reason he pours out his mercy in so many different areas of our lives. Many times we show our love for people that we don't even know. You say, oh, how do I do that? You might display mercy. Little things. And you show by sharing in turn. Many times it will be shared by those folks with others. Have you ever stopped to let somebody out in traffic when it was bumper to bumper for miles? Why'd you do that? Because you were showing the mercy of God. You didn't have to. And you didn't really think, oh, I love that person, so I'm going to let them out. No, your heart said, let them out. Because you know what God has given us? God has given us the same love that he has for us. And every once in a while, it sneaks out in the form of mercy. Now, I jokingly, if you've ridden with me, you will know, if I stop and let somebody out into packed traffic, I say, okay, that's my good deed for the day. I don't have to do any more. And I can accumulate those, and then I go a week without, you know, worrying about anybody else. No, it doesn't work that way. God shows us mercy. And as a result of the mercy we are shown, we show mercy to others. Have you ever noticed you let somebody out in traffic, and boy, traffic is not great out here in the morning and at night. You let somebody out, it's not long before you see them letting somebody else too, because they have been reminded of what life is really all about. Watch next time. There are some people even put up a hand and say, thank you, you know. I hope you do, that you're one of them. But there are those who don't put up a hand. Well, I deserve that. You know what's missing? Love. The love of God. You know, God's grace is the reason that he pours out mercy in so many different areas of our lives. Verse 6 of this passage tells us that why God saved us and how he did the saving by placing our souls in Christ Jesus. He placed your soul in Jesus Christ. When Jesus hung on that cross, it was for you, for your soul. He was buying it back from the devil. And the devil doesn't own it anymore. God does. We sang some songs this morning, some hymns this morning about being with Jesus, going to heaven. My, what a great experience that's going to be. I just can't imagine it. It's not going to be a loss. Right now, as living beings, we want all the life we can get. But it's not going to be a loss when that life is over. It's going to be a homegoing. It's going to be a rejoicing in our soul. What Jesus Christ did for you on that cross 2,000 years ago is eternal. It's eternal. It's going to last forever. Nobody can take that away from you. We have nothing to do with our being saved. God does it all, and he does. We have no part in our being born again. He does it through his Holy Spirit. We don't deserve any part of it, but because of the mercy of God toward you, you are saved this morning. You are on your way to heaven. That soul that lives in that body is one day going to go to heaven to live forever. What did you do to deserve it? What did I do to deserve it? Nothing. Nothing. God did it all because his love inspired mercy for you. We're all here this morning because of God's mercy. I'd like to try and define the word mercy. I've heard several cliches about mercy, but most of them don't really begin to explain what it is. The first thing that I think about when I think about mercy of God is God not requiring the penalty for our actions. There are times when we are not careful with our actions, and as a consequence, we suddenly find that we're interacting with someone else that is maybe more powerful and has more right to be in that particular piece of geography than we do. We could be damaged in some way physically, but God shows us mercy and no damage takes place. What am I talking about? I believe that God shows us mercy that we don't even acknowledge. The other morning, I was in an area which I'm not familiar with. I pulled out in front of a lady she was doing 55 miles an hour, at least. I don't know where she came from. I did not see her. I heard her horn, but I was already out there. And you know what? She didn't touch me. I don't know why she didn't. Yes, I do. God's mercy. And he shows you mercy the same way. Sometimes on a daily basis. He says, I love you. You're my child. I'm going to look after you. And he pours out another cup of mercy for us. I spent 20 years as a master electrician. So I know what it's all about with electricity. And AB and I were doing a little project. Was it yesterday or was it Friday? I guess it was, may have been yesterday. And I know when you're hooking up wires that you hook up the neutral or the ground first, the neutral second, and the hot wire third. Because if you hook up the hot wire first, it feeds right through the device that you're wiring and it makes the neutral hot. Little spot on the back of my hand right here where a wire burned into the back of it because I hooked them up wrong. I was standing on wet ground. I was grounded. But you know what? I'm here to speak to you this morning because of the mercy of God. People, every day we experience God's mercy. We do. We just have to be looking for it. It's a wonderful thing. And it's his way of showing love to us. It's his way of showing love to you. I want to live in the center of God's mercy. I hope you do. I know that God loves everyone in the sanctuary, and as a result, he bestows all his grace in all of our lives. But grace would be God's unmerited provision and care for us. But what is God's mercy? Why is it different from his love and his grace? And it is. Love is shown by a person giving to the one they love. We all do it. We might give material things, or maybe we'll give them some of our attention. Perhaps we may give some of our time. But love has to be shown by giving. We have to give something. Grace, on the other hand, is undeserved benefits from God. He gives us his grace all the time, too. God's grace is poured out to help you and I be successful at what we're trying to achieve. It might involve physical effort and an intellectual effort, but God adds to that effort what is needed to be successful. That's God's grace. Mercy, on the other hand, involves altering a situation where you are apparently in control of that moment. It's a demonstration of compassion toward the recipient of the mercy. Like letting someone out into traffic God alters situations that we all find ourselves in. It could be an illness. Suddenly it's gone. God has worked. He's shown his mercy. Maybe it's something like cancer. There have been times where I have seen cancers disappear. So have some of you. That's God's mercy. His mercy for you because of his love for you. In most cases where a person experiences the mercy of God, the person understands that God has altered the outcome. You'll know. The mercy of God changes our lives. Well, so does the grace, so does the love, but the mercy is different. Many cases, God may alter some law of nature, but compassion is almost always involved. Almost always. And we don't realize how God... I don't know how that woman missed me the other day. I don't. And you've probably had situations like that in your life where you, I don't want to use the word make a mistake, where you're actually negligent, maybe. And God gets you through it. No scratches, maybe a horn or two along the way. But that's God's mercy. That horn's just reminding you, look up, folks. Say thank you. Many of the healings that Jesus did here on earth involved compassion and his taking mercy upon the subject of his compassion. For example, I want to look at just a few of them this morning to just remind you about why God shows you mercy. It's because of his compassion. Matthew 20, verse 34 says, "So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him." We read that as our opening verse this morning. But he had compassion on them. Throughout the Gospels, we read over and over how Jesus had compassion on people, and that compassion motivated them to do what was necessary at the time. Compassion is the ability to feel a common empathy with the object of our mercy. And it's the same motivation for our Heavenly Father to show us mercy. Let's look at a few more examples from the ministry of Jesus. Mark 1, 40 through 42. Mark 1, 40 through 42. "And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed." Time after time, Jesus was moved with compassion and displayed his mercy for people. Mark 5, 18 through 20. "And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, and saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Wow. One last example that should solidify the motive for mercy, both on our part and on God's part. Romans 9, 15 through 16. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it's not him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Romans 9, 15 through 16. Compassion is the motivating factor for showing mercy. That is also the motive for our ministry to the lost world. Compassion. The ladies who stock and maintain the blessing box do something, and I really like watching. They are excited when Bibles disappear. They are so excited that people are taking Bibles. There. You know what that is? That's compassion. That's love. How will you show compassion in this week to come? Father, thank you for permitting us to be here. Thank you for bringing us here. Thank you for the mercy that has gotten us here and the mercy that will carry us on. Thank you, Father, for loving us. Thank you for sending your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for us. And Father, if there be one here who does not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, as we sing this closing hymn, may that one believe on you, believe that you died on the cross for their sin, that you rose from the dead for their eternal life. And Father, may they too come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Help us to be successful for you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.